Hi, I'm Paul Mack Presents, and you're on the movie line at 761-3330. Hi, welcome to Oscar Recap, brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California. Right, welcome to Oscar Recap, featuring highlights of the 56th Annual Academy Awards. Featuring speeches by winners of Best Film, Best Director, Best Actress, and Best Actor. And of course, a complete listing of all the winners. So sit tight and enjoy this movie line review. The 56th Annual Academy Awards are just a thing of the past now. That's right, it's history. And for me, there were no real surprises there. I didn't predict that there would be. It was pretty predictable, however, that Terms of Endearment would walk home with most of the awards. And The Right Stuff, surprisingly, I think due to a lot of politics, did merit quite a few awards, and now I'm going to give you a partial complete listing of the winners of that evening. Starting off with Best Supporting Actor, Jack Nicholson for Terms of Endearment. Best Animated Short was Sunday in New York, which won against Mickey's Christmas Carol, Walt Disney Productions' short subject. Surprisingly, I thought that Mickey's Christmas Carol might have gotten it. However, I guess the Academy is just tired of Disney and, well, they really haven't won too many awards since Walt passed away in 1966. Best Live Action Short goes to Boys and Girls. Best Sound Effects Editing goes to The Right Stuff. Best Film Editing goes to The Right Stuff. Best Sound, The Right Stuff. Yes, I take it that film had the right stuff to merit all those awards. Best Cinematography goes to Fanny and Alexander. Best Foreign Film was Sweden's Fanny and Alexander, Ingmar Bergman's film. Best Documentary Short Subject, Flamingo at 5:15. Best Documentary, He Makes Me Feel Like Dancing. Best Visual Effects was a special award presented for Return of the Jedi. Best Costume Design, Fanny and Alexander. Best Art Direction, also Fanny and Alexander. Best Original Score, The Right Stuff. Best Original Song, Score Adaption, from Yentl. Best Supporting Actress, Linda Hunt in The Year of Living Dangerously. Best Original Screenplay, written for the screen, goes to Horton Foote for Tender Mercies. Best Screenplay Written from Another Medium goes to James L. Brooks for Terms of Endearment. We'll continue with more of the awards, including Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Picture, and their speeches right after this.
Robin Williams is Vladimir Ivanov, a guy who's about to discover that America is sometimes a strange place, even for Americans, let alone for a Russian defector.
This man cannot defect.
Hey, this is New York City. A man can do whatever he wants.
He has a black roommate.
I understand how the brother feels. I'm a refugee myself from Alabama.
A Cuban lawyer.
You don't have to thank me. You have to pay me.
And an Italian girlfriend.
I'm not ready for marriage yet, but I would love to live with an immigrant.
Wants to be more American.
One order McFries, two chocolate McShakes. Come back McSoon.
But he's about to discover that in the land of the free and the home of the brave,
everybody I meet from somewhere else,
you've got to be brave to be free.
When you speak English, does your mouth hurt?
Robin Williams in Moscow on the Hudson. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
The nominations for Best Director, Best Achievement in Directing are Peter Yates for The Dresser. Ingmar Bergman for Fanny and Alexander. Mike Nichols for Silkwood. Bruce Beresford for Tender Mercies. James L. Brooks for Terms of Endearment. And the winner is James L. Brooks for Terms of Endearment.
I feel like I've been beaten up. It's strange. This was, in the truest sense of the word, enormously collaborative film. Andre Barkowiak's talent is on every frame. Richard Marx was a dream in a cutting room. A friend of mine named Dave Davis worked with me from beginning to end. Holly Platt made an extraordinary contribution. Christy Zia's costumes meant a lot because to the picture, I think the picture depended so much on detail, and I'm overwhelmed. I'm very grateful. Ollie, you're great. Okay, thank you very much.
In a leading role, those words only begin to describe the range and the depth of performances nominated this year.
And the nominees are, for his role as a university professor who meets the teaching challenge of a lifetime in educating Rita, Michael Caine. Well, that was as close as I could get.
For his portrayal of a poet with a good deal more than poetry on his mind in Reuben Reuben, Tom Conti.
Yay. And in the title role of a man dedicated to keeping the traditions of British theater alive in The Dresser, Tom Courtney.
As the country singer who finds new songs to sing and new people to love, when his life takes a turn for the better.
This should have been mine.
I know, in tender mercy, you are Southern. Robert Duvall.
Yeah! And as the roaring, eccentric sir who leads his troupe of Shakespearean actors around wartime England in The Dresser, Albert Finney.
And the winner is...
Ha ha! Ah, oh, yeah! Robert Duvall! Jennifer!
Thank you very much. I'm very excited, very happy, very moved, very everything tonight to be up here, to be singled out from among all these very talented people. I sometimes come to the Academy Awards and watch them year after year, and I get caught up in the spectacle of it, in the event, in the very complex type of entertainment. And I guess I know I forget that what we're really here for is to single out who we think is the best for that given year. And if that's what I'm to be this year, then I appreciate it with, I accept it with an honor, and I'm very moved because of that. I think we set out to make a film, a very truthful film, a very good film. I think Bruce Beresford, Horton Foote, the Hobels, EMI should all be commended for a very wonderful job that they did in putting this film together. I think it's a valid film, valid enough that we have gotten very much applause of a certain kind from certain members of the country western community, such as my friend Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and this is certainly a very high level of criticism coming from those people. And if I didn't have that on one hand, I would feel that this on the other hand was not complete. But the combination of both tonight makes this a very complete and exciting evening for me tonight. And I want to thank the Academy very much for this award. I'm very happy. Thank you.
There is nothing easy, except reading these cards, about awarding an Oscar. Nothing easy about making a decision regarding five superb actresses giving five very different and difficult performances.
The woman who wins the Oscar is simply the one whose performance has pleased the voters a little more than the others. And by how wide or narrow a margin, one will never know.
In this league, there are no losers. Those nominated this year are, for her portrayal of a woman's quiet desperation as she sees her life, her family, and ultimately her world disintegrating around her, Jane Alexander in Testament.
As the colorful, witty, multidimensional widow and mother whose stormy relationship with her daughter causes them both to grow, Shirley MacLaine, in Terms of Endearment.
As a blue-collar woman whose growing social and political awareness brings knowledge, passion, and ultimately her own defeat, Meryl Streep in Silkwood.
For her warm, an affectionate portrayal of a British working girl who longs for something more and finds it through the awakening of her own mind, Julie Walters, in Educating Risa.
And for her performance of brilliantly etched moments from a marriage and a life which are the center of the film, Deborah Winger, in Terms of Endearment.
The winner is O'Rourke. The winner is Shirley MacLaine.
Cry because this show has been as long as my career. I have wondered for 26 years what this would feel like. Thank you so much for terminating the suspense. Oh, my. I am nervous. I'm not going to thank everybody I've ever met in my entire life. Although, with the way my mind has been going lately, probably everybody I've ever met in my entire life and any other life I might have had had something to do with this. You know, if terms of endearment had happened to me 5 years ago, I think I would have called it a thrilling commercial artistic accident. But I don't believe that anymore. I don't believe there's any such thing as accident. I think that we all manifest what we want and what we need. I don't think there's any difference, really, between what you feel you have to do in your heart and success. They're inseparable. Jim Brooks deeply wanted to make a film about the defects and imperfections and foibles of people in a humorous and loving way. And he had such passion, it was unbelievable to watch. He's being very modest with himself tonight. It was unbelievable. His sense of truth was so accurate that he overwhelmed his own insecurities and Paramount's. I guess we all did the same thing. I have wanted to work with the comic chemistry of Jack Nicholson since his chicken salad sandwich scene in Easy Pieces. And to have him in bed with such middle-aged joy. I wanted to work with the turbulent brilliance of Deborah Winger. She literally inhabited the character so thoroughly that I thought for 4 months I had two daughters. But in the end, just let me say one thing. Films and life are like clay, waiting for us to mold it. And when you trust your own insides and that becomes achievement, it's a kind of a principle that seems to me is at work with everyone. God bless that principle. God bless that potential that we all have for making anything possible if we think we deserve it. I deserve this, thank you.
Our congratulations goes out to all the winners at this year's Academy Awards, and I can't think of a better way of ending our program tonight than playing you Oscar's best song of 1983, Flashdance, What a Feeling. us next week to hear Best Picture, Terms of Endearment. This is Paul Mack speaking.
The Movie Line accepts no responsibility for loss of hearing due to high-fidelity programming broadcast over this line. And don't forget, you can write to The Movie Line, care of P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And don't forget to leave your movie reviews on The Movie Line, Friday and Saturday, at 761-3330. Good night, have a pleasant tomorrow. This broadcast will repeat momentarily.